Hi everybody, this is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. So today is June the 16th. It's been a while, at least the day that I'm making this video, since I have actually uploaded a video. As of today, it has been 10 days. Wow. So I just wanted to fill you in. And first, let me begin with, in my absence, you can grow. And because when I take an absence here from social media, whether it's social media or here on YouTube, it is a major, major growth spurt that I am going through. Now, if you have a need to connect with me on my videos, that is totally understandable. I hope you can get to the point of not needing me. That is going to be a great lesson for you in your life when you don't need anyone or anything. That your inner being is communicating with you, that to the point that you are always hearing and understanding. More specifically, you will not need an outside source. You know, so that is your goal in life, to rely on your inner being only. The true inner being within you is going to give you continuous understanding through love. It's very difficult to trust your inner being because the ego lies. The ego is a form of protection, remember. So you have to really grow from love to really understand whether or not you are communicating from an intelligence that is from light or an intelligence that has put on the gown of light to fool you. You have to trust and you have to understand. And you have to be able to discern between the two, light and false light. The ego is false light, and it's going to make you feel safe. It's going to make you doubt. It's going to make you fear. It's going to make you be anxious. And it's going to tell you that all of those things are justified. It's only the true divine being from within, the true guidance of all source and all great light, that's going to tell you, hey, someone's lying to you. You're listening to someone internally that has been lying to you all of your life. And so I have had an experience this past weekend, which I wasn't really certain I was going to be able to take advantage of or be included in. It was my very first vacation, and here I go, with my son, and my very first vacation with my granddaughter. Of course, mom went along as well, but, you know, I'm not going to spend too much time letting you know why it was my very first vacation with my son, you know, because now he is, he's going to be, how old am I? He's going to be 27 here next month, and it's huge. It's huge. It was a great moment for me. And, of course, I had to get outside of my comfort zone in order to even do that. So I had my lessons this past weekend, along with that, adventure of mine. And so we are going into here what is, we all know, is Father's Day. And more specifically, summer solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere. So this signifies, and I'm going to keep this video brief today because I don't have much time and I didn't set any time. That's something that I had to go through here as well. Letting go still of the need to be here for you guys. Letting go of the need to express something that may not be necessary. So there's still going to be times in our lives where we need to talk and we need to be silent. 12:21 on the clock, signifying my alignment. So the summer solstice is the time when the sun returns. So we go through winter, and this is actually when we have been told that Christ was born. But this is the point of when what is actually happening is that Santa Claus comes down the chimney. So the claustrum, the spinal fluid, the cerebral spinal fluid, CSF, is able to mix and travel down. So the living waters is able to travel down to the base of the spine and perform great work within us. By the time that summer comes around, hopefully we have done a certain amount of clearing. So this energy can already, hopefully, be crucified. It's when the energies have crossed above the heart, creating the cross, of course, of upper, above and below, and east and west. So this creates the cross that we carry upon our backs. And this signifies that we have worked through the four major elements. And that once the Christ is born within the heart, of course, we have to unite with the mother. So we've been working with, we work with the mom continuously. Because we are more masculine based. Community and earth. We have been living within the victim and victimizer mentality. Lots of control. At its more of a, towards the, of course, the abusive side or lacking sides. And we're trying to still seek balance. And you're going to continuously go through these phases or cycles, seasons, until you have learned enough. And it's only through the heart center. And it's so hard to comprehend what it really means to be in love. There's the ego is like, I love you, but here, I need you to do this, 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 and this, and this. Even if you like for parents, this is a great example. For parents, you're two people who end up having children. So whether it's mom or dad, mom and dad are going to say, you know what, you need to be responsible. Now you need to take care of this child as well. This is your job to do this, 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 and this, and this in helping me raise this child. You know, so our society has taught us that. I was a single mom. Why was I a single mother for so long? And even becoming married, my mindset and my heart was still being single. I've had lots of trials and tribulations and lessons to teach me how to cooperate with my masculine counterpart, with my husband, and my own counterpart from within. If we are not learning how to really exist in harmony, in peace, in love, by letting go, forgiveness, and all that good stuff with the people in our world, whether it's our brothers, our sisters, our husbands, our wives, our moms, our dads, cousins, friends, we are not cooperating with our energies within. Our world is a reflection. You're going to find eventually more peaceful experiences. You're also going to find nothing but great lessons. If another person can see a lesson as, oh my gosh, the world is just against me. And you can be there seeing, oh my gosh, this is fabulous. I'm learning so much from this great experience that this person next to me is complaining about. They don't see the greatness in what this experience is teaching me. This summer time is when the sun can rise back to its highest, but it's only through the heart. We have to be crucified, and that's why we had to go through Easter. But we're still going through that. Just because we're here at summertime doesn't mean we're actually here. It means that now the father and the mother, it's only when you learn that you can get there. How quickly are you learning? How quickly are you observing your own experiences? From the smallest things in your reality to those ginormous ones. And everybody in your reality is helping you get towards your ascension cycle. But the more you bicker, the more you point fingers, the more that you judge, the more that you say, no, it's your fault. No, back to parents. You have to do this. You are supposed to do that. No, where are you in this? It's difficult to have the idea that you're supposed to do this alone. But it's that type of mindset. You know, I was married, but I had the mindset of, I'm mom and I'm dad. Because you are. And I kind of, you know, use that this example with my husband sometimes in situations. You know, I don't tell my husband what to do any longer. I've stopped that. I've learned that by even me asking something, the ego is going to translate it to, you're bickering at me. You are messing with me. You're always telling me to do this. You're not my mom. You're not my dad. You're not my parent. The brain naturally does that. Because why? We're carrying negative particles within us. Always. And until those negative particles have become purified, well, you are now the virgin. And therefore, of course, the mother. It's only the virgin mother that can carry the son. Or have the son. And the son then, therefore, is able to reunite with the father, because it is the son and the dad who are both the same. And that's when it's at the crown. It's at its highest. The sun is going to shine. So that's something that I have had through my process, through my seasons. I appear, the sun appears in small, like a little, it began as a little tiny speck out there, kind of far off in my vision. And it's gotten closer and closer in bursts of light. And so now it has nearly taken up all of my vision. And it reminds me of a full moon. You only see the full moon, of course, when nothing is obstructing it. It is now you're able to see the light shining from the moon or from the sun reflecting into the moon, because the moon doesn't actually shine or glow. And everything around the sky is completely black. So, of course, we'll see this, the moon sometimes is showing sometimes in the daytime. Or imagine if the sun was shining at pitch black darkness. That's what I was seeing. But it was just so close to your face, you would see the roundness of it, and then a little bit behind it, like on a piece of paper. If you were to draw a circle on a square piece of paper, it would be the corners that were still shown, but in dark. That's how big and how full the light was for myself here recently. And it's not that I'm saying I'm there, because I know that I am not there. I have still lots of growth to go through, lots of love to still feel, because my experiences are still telling me. But I have done so much work. I know I have progressed as well because I trust in my heart. My heart really, and especially this past weekend through my vacation, mini vacation, I've really had to settle. It wasn't difficult. It wasn't difficult, but I've had to shut it down. How quickly can you shut down the ego? How quickly can you shut down your mind to get back into love? It's hard to love, especially in this reality and when we have been completely hurt all the time or let down, when the world is, it feels like it's attacking you. It's hard to love. But when you can do it, you know you are love. You know you're getting closer and closer and closer. And so that's what this is all about here, where we are. We have to connect with the mother. This is about higher energies right now. Every time we get to the winter and summer solstice, we're combining, or we're working with the father and the mother. But depending on the season we're in, we can be working with darker energies, or we can be working, of course, which is lunar, or we can be working with the solar energies. So, or we'd be working at the earth elements, or the heavenly elements, okay? So we have to combine. And when this is being combined, we're working with through the central canal, of course, of the tree of life, of the Shishumna Nadi. It's the father that grants you access to this central pillar. And he gives the command. God, as father, gives the command and says, yes, you may return. You may return. But it's because we are working and cooperating with each other of masculine and feminine energies. Cooperation. True divine cooperation. And so keeping this pretty brief, I hope you guys understand. And I will be back as soon as I can. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.